This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Millions across the United States are marking the nation's birthday, Independence Day, also known simply as the 4th of July, with some cities holding official celebrations for the first time in 3 years. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
President Biden delivers remarks on Independence Day this evening as he and the First Lady host military families for a barbecue and fireworks viewing on the White House lawn. The Capitol 4th concert takes place with a live audience, and places like Baltimore are going back to pre-pandemic fireworks displays and large gatherings. This time last year, Biden delivered an optimistic speech as demand rather than supply started to become the limiting factor for COVID-19 vaccinations in the U.S. An Associated Press poll found the president's approval rating fell 24 points in the past year, with only 39% of adults approving of Biden's performance. But many are still seeing cause for patriotic celebration with the pandemic on the wane, parades and backyard get-togethers back in full swing. And despite its faults, American democracy surviving into its 246th year. Jennifer King, Washington.
Police in the Midwestern city of Chicago say at least six people are dead and 19 have been hospitalized after a shooting at an Independence Day parade in the suburb of Highland Park. The Chicago Sun-Times newspaper reported that the parade began around 10 a.m. Monday, but was halted 10 minutes later after shots were fired. Several witnesses say they heard gunfire. Hundreds of parade-goers, some visibly bloodied, fled the parade route after police told them to disperse, leaving behind chairs, baby strollers, and blankets. Video shot by a Sun-Times journalist after the gunfire rang out shows a band on a float continuing to play as people run past screaming. We'll be following that story today. You're listening to VOA News. Pope Francis has dismissed rumors he plans to resign anytime soon and says he hopes to visit Moscow and Kyiv after traveling to Canada later this month. Francis also told Reuters news agency in an interview published Monday that the idea to announce a planned retirement at the end of the summer never entered his mind, though he repeated he might step down someday, as Emeritus Pope Benedict XVI did in 2013. The Pope revealed that his knee trouble, which has caused him to use a wheelchair for more than a month, was caused by a small fracture that occurred when he stepped awkwardly while the knee ligament was inflamed. He said it is slowly getting better with laser and magnet therapy. Francis was due to have visited the Democratic Republic of Congo and South Sudan this week. He had to cancel the trip because doctors said he needed more therapy. He also said he was on board to travel to Canada later this month and said he hoped to visit Russia and Ukraine sometime thereafter. Torched forests and cities burned to the ground, colleagues with severed limbs. Bombardment so relentless that the only option is to lie in a trench, wait, and pray. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on soldiers' reports from the Ukrainian front.
Houses burn after intense shelling in Slovyansk in eastern Ukraine. The city, Ukraine's most Russian-speaking industrial heartland, may become the next major target in Moscow's campaign to take the Donbas region. Ukrainian soldiers returning from these fronts describe life during what's turned into a grueling war of attrition as apocalyptic. In interviews with the Associated Press, some complain of chaotic organization, desertions, and mental health problems. Others speak of high morale, their colleagues' heroism, and a commitment to keep fighting, even as the better-equipped Russians control more of the combat zone. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia's top government spokesman said Monday their government will not be sending kind words to mark the Independence Day holiday in the United States. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters that congratulations, quote, can hardly be considered appropriate. He cited what he called the unfriendly policies of the United States. The U.S. has opposed Russia's war in Ukraine, sending weapons and helping train Ukrainian forces, while also leading efforts to impose sanctions against Russia. And once again, one of our top stories this hour, police in the Midwestern city of Chicago say at least six people are dead, 19 have been hospitalized after a shooting at an Independence Day parade in a suburb of Chicago known as Highland Park. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.